I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's happening in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to speak with Dan Skews, superintendent of the Negaunee Public Schools, for an update on COVID in the district. Here's Superintendent Dan Skews.
As far as COVID goes, things are going actually very well. Right now, we have 3 active cases in the district. Some students were affected just because of their close contact as far as where they sit near some of those students in a class. But for the most part, our active cases have been fairly quiet. This has kind of been a trend since Thanksgiving. We were worried what numbers were going to look like after Thanksgiving. They didn't balloon. We were worried after Christmas. We were worried after the Super Bowl. We were worried after spring break. And fortunately, we didn't see a big uptick like other areas throughout the state did. And we're very grateful for that. Just recently, we started testing our athletes. Of course, that's an MDHHS order and an MHSAA requirement in order for an athlete to participate in a spring sport. They have to be tested once a week, and we're testing on Monday mornings, and we're doing that on purpose because if a student for some reason comes up positive and they're asymptomatic, they end up going back 2 days. Well, if that's the case, they go back to a Saturday, and then none of our students then are affected with any of the quarantine pieces or anything like that. So we've done that 3 or 4 weeks now, and up until yesterday, we didn't have any positives, and we ran into a little bit of a hiccup yesterday with 2 of our athletes testing positive, but fortunately, not a lot of students were affected by that. But our hope is that the next 5 to 6 weeks will remain fairly quiet, and we can finish off the school year in a relatively normal way. I think a large group of people that's extremely overlooked in this whole thing are our students. Now, of course, our staff has done outstanding, and other businesses outside of education have had to adapt, but who has had to adapt more than our kindergarten through 12th grade students? Right. And they've done it with such resilience, and I don't think they're given enough credit and oftentimes are overlooked. The kind of a neat thing that's happening right now, and again, I'm not pushing the vaccine, so please don't, burn me at the stake if you don't believe in it. But what's happening right now is students who have become vaccinated, mainly are 18-year-olds because they're just opening up now to 16 and 17, aren't having to quarantine. So if they happen to be a close contact to somebody who tested positive and they're vaccinated, they almost got the golden ticket.
It's like a hall pass. Yeah,
right, exactly. Right, exactly. And that's really a nice thing, especially for our seniors who have so many special events coming up in these next 5 weeks that they're not going to have to miss those.
That's Negaunee Public Schools Superintendent Dan Skews. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Indela.